The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The Justice Minister and Fianna Fáil TD, Jim O'Callaghan, has called for a cut in the 52% marginal rate of tax, calling the rate imprudent, demoralising and contrary to the common good. Well, I'm joined in the studio by Barry Rowntree, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College, and Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary. And you're both very welcome. Thank you for being with us. Barry, how do you feel about the marginal rate cut proposed?
So I think it's something that the government can choose to do, but it's a very expensive thing to do. So Jim O'Callaghan highlighted being over 50% as the key issue for him and that it kicks in very low. That's true. It does kick in relatively low. We have a tax system in Ireland where average earners pay actually very low average tax rates, right? If you take the amount of tax and take that as a share of their salary, it's quite low. But then that marginal rate kicks in. What the marginal rate is the bit that you pay on any increase in earnings. So that is relatively high by European
standards. So on over 44,000.
Yeah, exactly. And that kicks in lower than other countries. So it's something the government can do. But if they wanted to, say, reduce that marginal rate to 49%, that's going to be 1.5 billion, right? And that's about a third of the cost of each year of Jim O'Callaghan's department. So I think the question then for politicians is, well, what are you going to cut or where are you going to raise taxes instead? Because this isn't a free decision.
And again, luckily we have Barry Ward here to answer all of those questions. Where are you going to find the money?
Well, the first thing is about the desirability of it. This has been Fine Gael policy for a long time and we have made reductions in terms of income tax in previous budgets, not the last one. But it is really important because as we face into a cost of living crisis, the best way to deal with that is in fact to put money back in people's pockets wherever possible. And I will disagree with Barry on this. I don't think we pay low average rates. In fact, we pay much higher rates of income tax, both at the average income and the higher income across the OECD and across the EU.
Not at average. At higher earnings, yes, but not at average.
At the average wage, and remember, people in Ireland come into the top rate of tax, as Barry says, much earlier than other countries. But if you take the average wage, we are 21% of income here compared to 15.5% across the OECD and 17% across the EU. So we are higher.
Well, once you add in social security contributions, actually things are not that different. Again, low earners, average earners pay very little. High earners do pay a higher share.
But we are talking about income tax and how much that takes out of people's ability to run their daily budgets. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is all of the criticisms that are made of the government in recent times in relation to the cost of living, and it is huge, and we know people are struggling. The very best way you can deal with that is by putting money back in people's pockets. And that's what Fine Gael has been saying for a very long time and has done whenever it has been possible to do so.
So are you saying to me today now that you want to cut the lower rate as well?
No, primarily the top rate first because the difficult, and in fact, what I would like to do first is change the bands in relation to the top rate of tax, because that way you stop hitting the average earner. So you hit the average rate of income in Ireland, you're already into the top rate of tax. You're already paying the top rate of tax. So I'd rather bring that band up to adjust to the average income and in fact link it to that if that were possible.
But do you accept that needs to be paid for or can we afford?
Barry is right. It's an expensive project, but it's a worthwhile project. And it's not the case that it can't be done. And remember, we've seen from past experience in this economy and in others, when you put money into people's pockets, it actually can end up generating money as well for the economy in other ways. We also know that there are lots of people anecdotally in the economy who decide not to take that extra bit of work, that extra bit of overtime, whatever it is, because it puts them into a higher tax bracket and the amount of it, over 50% that they pay in tax, makes it not worthwhile. So it's also about making work pay and that benefits the economy.
So that means that you don't accept Barry's figure that if you reduce this down to 49%, let's say that's the example that Barry used, that that's going to cost you 1.5 billion. You don't accept that figure because you feel that there are other ways to slice it.
I am not disputing that it's an expensive measure, but in real terms, I think the 1.5 billion euro is bold because it doesn't take into account the other benefits that come to the economy, yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying it's not expensive. I'm not saying that it isn't.
So more people will do more work, earning more than 44,000 because it'll be cheaper for them to do that. And they'll spend more as well, Barry.
So I think the Department of Finance looked at this a couple of years ago. They estimated, was there people doing this? They found there wasn't, right? So I think that's massively overstated. You get a few people. I don't think it's going to be anything substantive. So it might cost 1.4 billion instead of 1.5 billion, that kind of thing, right? So good to agree that it's expensive. And so then the question really is, what does it amount to? That amounts to tripling the local property tax. Now, actually, I think that would be a good idea, right? Moving away from taxing incomes towards taxing property would be something that would be good for the economy. But I don't see that as anything that politicians are proposing.
That's not a progressive measure. I mean, we benefit from a hugely progressive tax rate in this country because it reflects people's ability to pay. So the more you earn, the more you pay. And that's the way it should be. We're one of the most progressive taxation systems in the world.
And much less so if we did this measure, of course, because one of the key bits is that the higher rate kicks
in. But if you're talking about shifting that from income tax to property tax, then you're right. It would be much less progressive because it doesn't
It'll be less progressive if you cut the higher rate tax. Local property tax, the regressivity is overstated. But also, crucially, initially, we allow people who can't afford to pay to defer it. That's built in by your government over successive years, right? It's a very sensible measure. Our local property tax is, on average, €300 per house. Mm-hmm. It's far below what it is even in the north, right? It's far below any modern country. Mm-hmm. And it is much more of an economically damaging tax. So again, the case that you can make, I think, for doing the type of thing Jim McCallaghan said is shifting taxes away from income and onto property. But again, that's not something any ministers are suggesting. I don't see them either suggesting that they'll cut their budget by $1.5 billion. So once again, it comes down to, is this really going to be something that we can afford to do? And is this really the group to prioritise at this time? Because again, you only pay this if you're above 44,000, as you said. We've just heard Barry say that he doesn't think that the lower rate, this 20% rate, should be the priority. So what you were talking about is a cut in income tax for very high earners and not for anyone below average earners. Mm-hmm. So back to the question,
how do you pay for it?
There's two things. Firstly, cutting the lower rate is actually more expensive because it affects everyone, yes. Whereas cutting the top rate is more doable. Mm-hmm. Also, we talk about different the top groups. Rate. Yes, we're talking about the top rate. You're talking nurses, guards, teachers. They are in the top rate. So it affects a huge cohort of hardworking people.
How do you
people.
Pay for it?
Well, there's lots of ways of paying for it. As I say, it's not quite as expensive as Barry makes out. But the first thing is...
Okay, let's call it a billion.
Yeah, the desire to do it is always there. The ability to do it is not always there. And it'll depend on what comes out of the summer economic statement as to how feasible it is or isn't. But the reality is that every budget, the government makes political choices and economic choices that have to be balanced. And I'm not suggesting that we would cut the top rate of tax and just borrow that money, for example, or massively increase the instability of the economic projections for next year. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is a policy where we recognise the fact that hardworking people are paying more tax here in income tax at the top or marginal rate than they need to. And we should be setting out a priority to reduce that.
But what's going to happen is other departments will be asked to rein in their spending in order to pay for this. That's inevitable, isn't it?
Not necessarily. No, again, it depends on what the summer economic statement says. But you're absolutely right insofar as the government must balance the books. And what you're talking about there at the moment is, where there's an overspend in one department, the Minister of Public Expenditure said, look, that's going to have to come out of the budgets of other departments. That is an internal accounting function within government. What we're talking about here is a policy objective to reduce the tax burden on people in the middle income bracket. That is a desirable thing. Mm-hmm. Where it can be done, it should be done. And obviously, it also requires prioritisation, and it may be that other things will have to not go forward or will have to be cut back or whatever
it is. But there's not a word of caution from you on this, Barry. You're not saying it mightn't be possible. You know, we have to watch ourselves because this has to be sustainable over years. We know that there are fears around our corporation tax take. You're not saying any of that. You're saying this should be done. We can afford to do it.
No, I'm saying all of that, in fact. I'm saying it should be done. If we can afford to do it, it should be done. And that's in fact what the Taoiseach said, I think, yesterday in relation to what's going to come out in July in the summer economic statement. That will determine whether it can be done or not. Mm-hmm. But it is a choice, and taxation is always a choice. Some taxes, mm-hmm. and Barra's asking me to identify which one. I am not in the Department of Finance. I'm not the person who makes that call. I will be part of the discussion, certainly. But what I'm saying is that as a policy objective, we should be identifying nurses, guards, teachers, people who are working hard, earning a middle income but still paying the top rate of tax. That does not make sense. And that's not the way the tax system was originally envisaged to mm-hmm. work. The idea was that the marginal rate would be targeting people in the top income brackets. And yes, it targets them, but it also hits the middle.
A listener wants to know if this would work, a higher tax rate on incomes over 100,000. So that would pay in part for this. I'm not sure how much that would bring in, but Siobhan suggests that third rate or even a fourth rate of tax. Barry?
My understanding is that the taxation experts have said that's undesirable because the more tax rates you have, the more complicated it is, and tax is complicated enough as it is. The other thing that I understand from that, and what my own personal view is, that the level of income that you would actually pull into the exchequer from that would not be significant. Mm-hmm. And notwithstanding the policies, for example, of some opposition parties who are suggesting these what they call millionaire taxes, these would affect also lots of families and households across the country who are not earning huge amounts of money, and it might actually have an unintended consequence.
Okay. Barra, what's your view on that?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's that much scope for increasing revenues from the very top, from income earners. I think there is scope in a lot of other places, for example, in terms of income from certain forms of wealth, right? I think inheritance tax, actually, that's one where there's scope for a lot more, but we're going the other direction.
Dunleary does not approve.
I'm sure they do not. But again, like what I think really, so there are other ways of getting the tax right, and local property tax for me, I think, would be an actual one that would improve the way the economy functions. We don't tax property enough, we tax income too high. But that's not, again, what we're hearing from anyone proposing this. Even Barry, I know he's not the Minister for Finance, but he's supporting the measure, but without identifying, well, what exactly is the billion, 1.5 billion that he'd not spend things on, that he would raise taxes from instead. And I think that they're the serious conversations we need to have and that we never really do. And again, I know politicians can go, well, that's fine for you in your ivory tower as an academic. That's true. But also, it would be great to hear more politicians confront the actual trade.
But he doesn't accept your €1.5 billion figure.
Well, let's call it one.
But I do accept it's expensive. I'm not saying that it's something that can just be done overnight. It'll depend on the economic projections for next year. And it will cost money. No two ways about it. It'll be an expensive measure. But I think it's worthwhile to have.
Do you think politically that you have to do this, given that all the heat now is on the cost of living?
No, that's not the... As I say, this has been Fine Gael policy for the last two cycles. Certainly, as long as I've been in the Oireachtas, this has been Fine Gael policy. It is a worthwhile objective to say that if you're in the middle income, you're a nurse, a teacher, a guard, working hard, you shouldn't be paying the top rate of tax. That, to me, makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. A listener says, create a wealth tax and reduce the higher tax band so people pay on savings and property instead of income. So the super wealthy pay more and there's a fair split on the middle income bracket. But on the savings, I mean, that's something that you're planning to do as well, Simon Harris has been beating the drum on this investment vehicle.
Just to be clear, these are not the super wealthy. What Simon Harris is talking about is encouraging everybody to get involved in savings. So we were saying to ordinary households who have a bit of disposable income, you should not be, for example, putting that into a deposit account with the banks where you're getting marginal interest. Instead, you should be investing in a scheme that allows you to pay for the future. Now, if we then turn around and say people also were going to scalp you on the tax on that, then you're disincentivizing that. What we actually want is a situation where we increase the number of people investing their money, which in this country is really low, 40% in Sweden. I think we're under 20%, if I remember correctly, in this country. We lose out as a country because people are not gaining money from investment vehicles on a global basis. Mm-hmm. So we should be encouraging them, not discouraging
them. But who can afford to save? Is that not the whole point?
Actually, no, there are certainly people who can't afford to save, but there are also people who can. At the moment, the people who can afford to save, many of them are just leaving money sitting in deposit accounts, earning nothing. In fact, the money is becoming less over time because of inflation. And what we're saying is instead of leaving that money there, you should be incentivized to put it into some kind of savings or investment vehicle, which benefits us all because it brings more money into Ireland rather than letting it just be dissipated into bank profit margins.
Barra?
I think it's important that there's a case for reform in taxation of savings and investment. How you design the scheme is important. The way it is currently following the Swedish model would essentially give the biggest tax cut to very high, very large savers who are getting high returns. And I think there's a better way of doing it. But again, the real, I think, issue here is if you're coming up to the budget and you've got the savings account, you're going to do the high rate of tax. There's actually nothing there for the vast majority of people who are in that, you know, in that space of very low to middle earnings, right?
Not the vast majority of people.
No, in that space, right? There is a whole bunch of people. We're talking about essentially the bottom half of the income distribution, because again, there's a load of people, let's not forget, who don't work, who are also experiencing the cost of living crisis. So again, it could be something the government does, but if it does, I can tell you very surely what it would do would be something that would increase inequality. It would be giveaways to the top and not to the bottom, right? And that's fine for the government.
It doesn't have to be. It's the way in which it's designed.
Well, on the saving side, it will inevitably, because the only people who save enough to be able to invest are people in the top half.
But the reality is this country is losing money into inflation by the fact that people who have disposable income are not investing it. They're allowing it to go into bank profit margins that are spread around the world. Okay. The country benefits from the fact that people invest in savings systems.
All right. Thank you both for coming in. That is Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD, and Barra Rowntree, who's Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.